Albert Bolley was born in 1896, the youngest child of Sam and Nancy Bolley. He grew up in Grand Marais and was one of the town's first high school graduates. When the United States entered World War I in 1917, Albert put his college education on hold and volunteered with the U.S. Army. His letters home to Grand Marais over the following 2 years highlight America's war experience. Albert wrote home to his parents in addition to his brother Bill and sister Blanche. Here are some of Albert's wartime letters with WTIP's Sterling Anderson as the voice of Albert Bolley.
Camp MacArthur, Waco, Texas, November 26, 1917. Dear everybody, I was over to see Albert Winger yesterday. He is about a fourth of a mile from here. Mother is always talking about it being necessary for so many different countries to get together to lick the Germans. She would change her mind if she could see what some of these French and English officers look like. Why, a buck private in the U.S. Army is worth more than one of their generals. The old general who was in charge of this camp has seen service in the German army, and he likes to see the boys drill. I suppose there's a lot of snow and ice up there now. We have only had a couple light frosts, and they were almost 2 months ago. We feel chill when it gets down to 65 degrees above. Our woolen uniforms were given out last week. Most of the boys are equipped with woolen underwear and uniforms, and big, heavy, hobnailed boots now, ready for winter. It sounds just like a young battlefield around here nowadays. The infantry is out at the ranges, blazing away, and machine guns and artillery and bombs help make noise. A machine gun sounds just like an extra-fast compressed air-riveting machine. When there's a couple of them going at the same time, it sounds just like a 12-cylinder Packard running away without any muffler. The airplanes are sailing around over our heads all the time, too. Love to all. Albert C. Bolley. Camp MacArthur, Waco, Texas, December 5th, 1917. Dear everybody, the grass is beginning to get green again now. It is up about 6 inches. It seems that I never find the time to mail those pecans. I picked them green, so I do not know how they will be. I will be sure to mail them the last part of this week. I have been holding a position as cook for 3 days while one of them was laid up. I'm afraid that I am starving to death. Last night I was downtown and I jumped on the scales, and they only went up to 187 pounds. We have our overcoats and woolen uniforms now, so we do not suffer from the cold. Also, 3 wool blankets. There's not much to write about just now. It is a good deal, the same every day. Did Bill ever get that lubricator I told him about over in the old sawmill? I suppose that it must be quite cold up that way now. It has been raining down here quite a lot lately. When it rains, we have to stay in our tents for a day or so. The water stands out in the street 4 inches deep, and the whole state of Texas sticks to our feet if we go outside. I got the powders okay, but I'm going to wait until I get in the trenches before I use them. Love to all. Albert C. Bolley. Camp MacArthur, Waco, Texas, December 6, 1917. Dear Sis, oh yes, I received the candy okay, thanks. I've also got a couple letters from you. I am sorry, but the candy was completely demolished before I received your letter. Furthermore, it would have been impossible for me to have looked up Al Winger at that time. Why don't you fix up a box for him and mail it to him? Well, Sis, I have changed my mind about those pictures. I have sold quite a number of them, and those I have left are not very good prints, and I do not want anything but good ones in a good album. I'll send the negatives home, and when I happen up that way again, I'll print some up. We were out practicing with gas masks today. I wish I could have had my picture taken with one, but it is prohibited. I do not know how much longer we will be at this camp, but I am sure it will be at least 6 weeks or 2 months yet. If we go to France, I'll send all my junk home before I go, so you will have a Kodak for a while. Love to all. ACB.
Oh, God.